depending on your preference. But he goes by JB.
JB?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Or JB.
In French.
To be backwards.
BJ? Duchamp. Does anybody have anything else they want to ask Jay?
Oh, I wanted to ask you about the future.
Oh, like, cool. It's going to be awesome.
I hope so. I really want to know what you're going to say. Okay. Don't say yet.
Okay.
I'm just going to prime you.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Do you know what you want to ask? You want to ask anything?
No.
Okay, cool. Well then, tell us a little bit about education, and especially education in relationship to these new types of schools, and maybe the camp that you were at.
Okay, so I just got back from being at Not Back to School Camp, where I was an advisor. The woman who runs it is the author of the Teenage Liberation Handbook, and this is the kind of thing that tells you, just if school's not working for you, go learn on your own. Thoreau was an autodidact. Lots of people teach themselves. And so this camp was all about teaching each other workshops, learning how to relax, learning how to eat right, learning how to care for each other, and just learning how to learn.
Cool. I guess for me personally, the question is, can autodidacts teach themselves to the extent that schools can teach?
That's a good question. That comes up all the time. Can an autodidact teach themselves to the extent that school can? No. And that's good, because the things that school teaches you are mostly not things you need to know about. So and you wouldn't want to replicate school learning on your own. Might as well just go to school. So what it can do is teach you about things that really matter to you and your life, which is going to be custom tailored and nothing like what a school can do for you.
So I guess that's the main difference. It's your life. It's not progress in general.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think you're never going to have this situation where, oh, now we have institutions that teach you everything you need to know. You're always going to have to take it into your own hands, and you're always going to have to recreate meaning and find meaning for yourself, because it's different for each person.
So do you see spaces like hackerspaces filling in that, or creating an environment for autodidactation in concert with schooling, perhaps?
I think that hackerspaces can... What do you mean by in concert, like in collaboration?
Are hackerspaces a response to people being like, ah, school, this stuff, and like, I'm going to teach myself, or is it something that they fill in gaps for each other?
So Geeta Narayanan has a model that she calls the hub and spoke model that she uses for her slum schools in India, and I think that hackerspaces fit into this model, which is also the unschooling model, which is, I have a community, I can learn in my community. The classroom's over here, the classroom's over there, the classroom's at my house, wherever I go, I can learn. And a hackerspace is a great place that I can go to learn. It won't teach me everything, it won't teach me how to care about my sick grandpa, but it will teach me some really important stuff, and then I move along and learn other things. There's something interesting that Ivan Illich says. He has a book called Deschooling Society. And he basically says, when you go into a bakery and you walk out, you've got a freaking loaf of bread in your hands. When you go into a school, you walk out 4 years later. Do you have knowledge? You really have to think about this. There's no way to walk into a shop and walk out with knowledge. So there's a confusion of process and substance. Just because they treat you for 4 years doesn't mean you walk out with knowledge. You can't walk into a hospital and walk out with health. Education, health, you do this to yourself.
That's really cool, man. But you said that really fast.
Okay.
You mind, like, maybe just saying it in a different way, maybe a little slower?
Okay, Illich again?
Yeah.
Deschooling?
You can't just go to school and buy it.
Okay. So Illich has this book, Deschooling Society, where more or less he says, you can't just get knowledge from an institution. So if you walk into a bakery and you ask for bread, they can give it to you, and you can walk out with bread, and you'll have it, and you can eat the bread. But if you walk into a school, 4 years later, you walk out, you don't necessarily have knowledge. And he talks about this confusion between process and substance. The bread is substance. Treatment and process doesn't always give you what it says it will give you. School treats you for 4 years. You know, you may not have knowledge.
So do you think that you need to kind of not hide the learning, but like you need to have learning happen as a peripherally, just as you live? Or do you have to have a moment where you're like, okay, I'm going to do this because I want to learn?
I think if learning is the goal, then you've kind of got it a little bit backwards. Kind of like you have to kind of be learning. So, yeah, I mean, like Gandhi will say, like, be the change. And incidentally, Gandhi has this whole homespun movement. You've got to make your clothes yourself. He only wore clothes that he made for years and years. And that's what these hacker spaces are getting at. Look, we're gonna make things. We're gonna make things happen ourselves. We're gonna be the change. We're gonna be learning. Here we are. No one says, oh, you want to come to the hacker space and learn? No, we're just gonna do what we do.
Cool. But I'm wondering if not having a goal, not having something like, well, this is what I'm doing. I'm here because I want to like develop this and push further. And I think that perhaps that helps you move quicker towards something. Is having just an environment gonna move you fast, like move you towards
It's a good question. I don't know how to restate it.
Because I didn't even state it.
Okay.
The idea is, if having a goal can help you reach towards something, and striving towards something develops you faster. Is having just an environment going to be enough for learning?
Okay. Is just an environment going to be enough for learning? Are you going to get a goal? Are you going to be able to move forward just from having an environment? And like when you look at that question, what you get is, what goal does school offer you? They hand you a goal. Is a hackerspace going to give you your goal? Not by itself. You have to make your own goals and find your own ideals in the world. And before that happens, no one can hand you kind of the path forward.
Cool. Well, I guess one of the last questions, because we are at MIT, and we are using the word hack right now. And hack in general parlance has been like this negative, has negative connotations with it. How does MIT define the word hack? And how, like, just a little bit on the history of that.
Yeah, well, MIT used the word hack before the media used it, and the media kind of construed it in a certain direction. When people say hack at MIT, they mean some of the stuff I was talking about before. When they say hack at MIT, they mean hooking it up backwards, figuring out how it works, finding ways to trick the system, and finding ways to turn things upside down and see things in a new way, finding new perspectives. To hack something is to know it so well that you speak its language. So if you were to hack a squirrel, you could communicate with it. If you were to, really hack plants and vegetables, then you could basically make them just rise right out of the ground. And that's, you know, what permaculturalists do. If you're going to hack your body, then you're a yogi and you can stop your heartbeat. If you're going to hack a computer system, then you can get in and get out without anyone knowing you're there. Hacking is all about knowing something and speaking its language.
Uses for a banana peel.
15 uses for a banana peel. Well, banana peel can do anything you want it to do. So you can make someone slip. You can make a piano out of it using a Dradio. You can take a banana, and am I allowed many banana peels?
You're allowed as many banana.
With many banana peels, you can line them all up, construct textile out of it by weaving them together. You can have like different types of banana folding chairs made from banana textiles and banana clothing. Don't forget there's the banana phone, which really isn't a phone at all, but once you put it up to your ear, you've got a really fun game to play. And I am not counting, but you can juggle bananas, you can use bananas to hurt people, but it doesn't work that good, so it kind of works out for everybody. Bananas are great for eating. I don't know if you've heard of that use of them. Monkeys do it. There's a few uses for bananas. And then you can do all that again, but do it in the rain. 16.
Minus one. Pick a lock with a banana.
I mean, if you want to, you can, right? That's the whole point. Even asking the question, can I pick a lock with a banana, is not a question people are asking. So which environment, the question is, which environment do you give people so they'll ask, can I pick a lock with a banana?
Do you have an answer to that?
The answer is forming all around us, and we're making it happen. The types of environments that you need are environments that are inspirational. What do you want people to work with? I mean, if you want people to work with plants, put plants all over your environment. I planted 40 ivies because I wanted to work more with living matter. If you want people to, you know, work with electronics, put them around in the environment.
I guess that kind of leads us to the question of, like, is having a physical space necessary? Why isn't this happening online? Or why isn't this just a book-based or discussion-based or phone-based or intellectually, people talking about it?
I mean, in a way, hackerspaces are a hack. So why are hackerspaces happening in physical spaces, or why do we even need physical spaces? Basically, hackerspaces are hacking what we currently have available to us in this boxed in kind of like white man's Western industrialized world, which are little places made mostly in cube forms where we can go and learn. So they don't have to exist there, but whatever vessels are out there, we can make it happen on the streets, we can make it happen while taking hikes through the woods. We can make it happen wherever we want. There just happens to be a lot of boxes.
So I'm just gonna do this because it's the last question and I wanna see if you can do it. But first of all, do you have a personal mission statement, and can you dictate it in hip hop?
Hip hop, I believe, is defined as the synthesis of various art forms. I think it's graffiti, turntablism, dance, and maybe rap. I don't really remember all the parts. So can I do all? Are you asking if I can do all of those?
At the same time.
Or did you just want me to rap? Oh man.
I've got very little tape left.
Oh, how long?
Less than 2 minutes.
All right.
There's four cameras pointing at you.
I don't know if I can do it.
How about we just start you off with a hip, a hop, I'm Jay Silver, I've got a sliver in my finger.
Okay.
I've got something to give her.
I've got my mission statement for you. So here's my mission statement in hip hop. What's up? My name is Jay. I jive so smooth. When I hug you with a grin, all you see is my gold tooth. And when I cook rice, I splurge on the tamari. And then I play Pac-Man on my pawn shop Atari. Here comes a mission statement. Listen real good. Allow some space and silence, if you would.
Close down, cross your arms, and then point at the camera. That's it. We're done.
Shoot, son!
It was a difficult request.